Okay, seeing none, we will get to 3.1, regarding 4365 concession four north.
Good evening, Your Worship. The purpose of this statutory public meeting is to hear public comments on an application for a zoning bylaw amendment for 806524 Ontario Incorporated. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are described as part of Lot 5, concession four. The residence, which was the subject of the severance, is located at 4365 concession four north and is not subject to this rezoning. The remaining farm parcel will have a total of 56.7 acres upon completion of the severance. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning for the subject lands from agricultural zone to site-specific A36 zone. The land is designated agricultural in the town's official plan. The parcel was the subject of an application to sever the dwelling, which was surplus to the needs of the farming operation. The rezoning of the subject property to A36 is a condition of the consent decision. The effect of the zoning bylaw amendment will allow for general agricultural uses on the subject property and prohibit any new dwelling unit on the land. The application is in conformity with the town's official plan, which provides for surplus dwelling severances subject to the remnant parcel being rezoned to prohibit the construction of a dwelling. The proposed lot size and intended land use for the subject parcel also complies with the zone requirements. The notice of public meeting was published in the local newspaper and circulated as required to agencies, property owners, and municipal departments. IRCA provided correspondence which states that a portion of the lands are subject to the regulations which would require the issuance of a permit prior to any development or site alteration taking place. The Engineering and Public Works Department identified no objections to the application. The Building and Fire Department identified no objection as well. It is recommended that this zoning bylaw amendment be directed for approval at a future regular council meeting, pending comments received at this public meeting.
Okay, at this time, I'll take comments from the public, if there's any. Okay, seeing none, council. Councilman Lodge.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rebecca, and I've seen a lot of that irregular severances in terms of shapes. Is that just based on what the landowners ask, you know, so if it zigzags around buildings or whatever, that's okay for to the planning department?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we do try to keep, for surveying purposes, we do try to keep the parcels regular shape as much as possible. At times, the shapes fluctuate a bit if we're working around required setbacks from agricultural or residential buildings. And often at times too, parcels have been severed up to a drain, so that at times leads to some irregularity as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Councilor Pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, so this one seems clear cut, right? There's a Committee of Adjustment, IRCA, the Planning Department, Fire Police, they had no objections. Were there any objections from the public?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there were no inquiries or objections raised from the public. And at this point, we're just following through with fulfilling all of the conditions on the approved consent, and this being one of them.
Thank you.
Councilor Pryor.
I'll move the recommendation and the pending council consideration be considered at a future regular council meeting.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Pusher. Any final questions, comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. That brings us to 3.2 regarding 191 concession 3 north.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The next matter for council's consideration this evening is an application for a zoning bylaw amendment from 168-1351 Ontario Incorporated. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are described as part of lots 1 and 2, concession 3. The parcel, which was the subject of a severance, is located at the southeast corner 191, concession 3 North. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning of the subject lands from special policy heavy industrial zone to special industrial zone. The land is designated heavy industrial in the town's official plan. The parcel was the subject of an application for consent to sever 11 acres for the purpose of a lot addition to the lands to the south for drainage purposes. The rezoning of the subject property to SI is a condition of the consent decision. The effect of the zoning bylaw amendment will be to allow for special industrial use on the land in accordance with the zoning regulations. The zone change is required to establish a consistent zoning over the entire subject parcel when it will legally merge with the lands to the south. Also, for council's information, the land is subject presently to a site plan control agreement and a demolition agreement, which was put in place when the Helios Solar Farm was developed. A component of the conditions of the consent requires an amendment to both of these agreements, removing the subject lands from the legal description. The amendment will be brought forward for council's approval at a later date. The subject parcel is required to provide a stormwater outlet to the Darrow Drain for the new 6 industrial lots created along Helm. The notice of public meeting was published in the local newspaper and circulated to required agencies, and the following comments were received. IRCA provided correspondence that states the subject lands are within the regulated area of the Darrow Drain. Also, that portions of the property fall within the drainage maintenance corridor and the hazard setback of the Darrow Drain, or no development will be permitted. The property owner will be required to obtain a permit or clearance from IRCA prior to any construction or site alteration. The Engineering and Public Works Department had no objections, and Building and Fire Departments identified no objections to this application. It is recommended that the zoning bylaw amendment be directed for approval at a future regular council meeting, pending comments received at this public meeting. I can answer questions if there are any, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, any questions? Councilor Melange?
And thank you. And the question I asked you earlier, this is the picture that prompted that, the irregular shape. That runs along, looks like it runs along a drain, is that correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that is correct. We're looking to, and the Committee of Adjustments already approved this, to sever these lands as a lot addition to the lands to the south to provide stormwater outlet for all of those industrial lands. And we're working toward accomplishing that. It's irregular because that is the center line of the Darrow Drain.
Any other questions? Okay, any comments from the public? Okay, looking for a motion. Councilor Melange?
Motion to approve.
And second, Councilor Pryor. All those in favor? Carried. That brings us to item 3.3 regarding 2376 Front Road North.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The third matter subject of the public meeting this evening is an application for a temporary use bylaw from Sean and Veronica Adrian. The town is in receipt of an application for a temporary use zoning bylaw amendment under sections 34 and 39 of the Planning Act for property located at 2376 Front Road North. The applicant is requesting the temporary use of the property for the construction of a second dwelling, the zoning bylaw shall only permit one residence per lot. In those instances where a second home is required on a lot on a temporary basis, for example, because the existing home is to be replaced, the town may include a general provision in the zoning bylaw or pass a temporary use bylaw to allow both homes for a specified period of time. The intention, however, is that the original home be removed within that period of time. Therefore, if the original dwelling is demolished,
Okay, at this time, is there any comments from the property owner or public? Yep. And just state your name to start.
I'm Sean Adrian.
Mike.
I'm Sean Adrian, thank council, thanks mayor. My designer did that wrong, the house is supposed to be in front of the barn, you can see the barn on the bottom. So it puts me 150 meters from any significant wetland. Reason why I'm trying to keep my father in his house, he's in his eighties, poor health, my wife's a nurse. And I was just trying to keep his independence for the next 3 years, he's planning on moving to Florida, he bought a house there. Spent 6 months a year in Florida, so if we could get 3 years, that would be perfect, and we would rip the house down. We're just looking for some independence for my father, so he wouldn't have to go to assisted living. Thank you.
Okay, questions from council? Councilor Pryor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you to Rebecca, so Rebecca, the deferral that PERC is asking for until conservation easement is put on the property and all regulations are satisfied, is that something the town should be looking at first? And then making sure that the, you know, because now you're looking at changing where the house is, so that information will have to go back to PERC to make sure, correct? So that way, this may be coming back to us. So this may be just a deferral until information is brought back to council. I don't know how you want to proceed.
Typically, an environmental impact assessment, they did offer the alternative of a conservation easement. That has to be fulfilled prior to making decisions. That is the correct process on planning and applications. Mr. Adrian and I were speaking this evening before the public meeting, and we would like to consult with PERC some more. It appears that there's some changes. The house has been moved forward. So I think we have some things that we need to resolve at this point.
Any other questions? Councilor Melange?
I guess I'm trying to figure out, should we be dealing with it now before he goes through the other assessment, or is it, you know, what goes first, the cart or the horse? Do we consider it first? That gives him, the approval to take to the next step, being IRCA. Because if we say no here, going to IRCA is futile, is it not?
Agree, Mr. Mayor. I think there's a couple of things that can go on here. A decision made on the deferral, requesting consultation on the environmental impact assessment. So that's one thing that you can do, is you can provide direction back to administration on the request for the deferral. Typically, an environmental impact assessment is required before a decision on a Planning Act application. That's typically how that goes. The second matter for your consideration this evening, though, as well, is whether you're willing to entertain having two dwellings on a property and for what period of time. So I think you've got two different issues before you to provide direction.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Well, I mean, I personally don't have a problem with the applicant's request in that, you know, governments are encouraging people to, you know, stay in their homes longer, and if we, you know, if we can come up with some agreement, like as he indicated, you know, at some point at the end of life, the demolition process happens, okay, I don't see that as a problem as long as logistically everything falls into place. From that perspective, I don't have a problem. I was more concerned with this. If we say yes, IRCA says no, you know, we go back and forth here.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I do have to come back, no matter what the direction is, with a summary of comments and further information, no matter what, at a later council meeting, and I will be working with Mr. Adrian and IRCA to resolve that issue as well.
Councilor Pryor?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, Rebecca, through you, the 3 year, or the applicant, 3 years from end of completion of construction, or 3 years from now? Like, there's, because that construction could take you 6 months to a year, and so it's actually 4 years out. So, what are we looking at?
3 years from the date of the permits.
market. So based on my understanding of the market, he's probably looking at 18 months minimum by the time he's done this house. So, you know, the request really is not a significant amount of time, I would suggest to you, based on the market that we have today. I think he'd be overly optimistic, not that I want to tell Sean that he's going to get the house built in 6 months, but I would be pretty impressed if he can get it built in a year.
Councilor Pujo?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think Mr. Adrian stated that it would be 3 years from the date of the permit, correct?
That's correct.
And do we have any other people from the audience that have any concerns before we vote?
Is there any other comments from the public? It appears not. Councilor Pryor?
So I'll make a motion that we first concur with IRCA's recommendation of the deferral back to them for conservation or and or a environmental assessment, and then we do concur with the 3 years, and that the report be received and then sent back to council for consideration at a later date at a council meeting. I think that will cover everything.
Is there a second? Councilor Melange? Any final questions? Councilor Pujo?
So just so that we're clear that it's going back to IRCA, and IRCA will give their summary of this and what else, whatever else is required, and that all of the comments will come back to us before we vote on the final, correct?
That's correct, Rebecca?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's as I understand it as well, yes.
Okay. And Councilor Pryor, did you have a final?
So just one through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, how common is it, especially along our waterfront, we have a lot of older homes. So, you know, if the property allows it, how, you know, I'm reading it, it says that the house would have to be demolished before somebody could occupy the other dwelling. Well, you know, look, moving forward, because we could get more applications coming to us saying, hey, I want to build a new house, but I got enough property on the waterfront, and I'll demolish this one later. The occupancy I have a problem with is demolishing the one before you move into the other, is because how do they move their contents? So, you know, how does that work out in moving forward? If somebody does come before us and say, okay, I want to demolish my house, but I want to build next to it a new one, I want to be able to move into the other one before we demolish. So,
through you, Mr. Mayor, I think that's the intent and that it's reasonable. It just establishes a timeline in accordance with the official plan. So it allows the person, I agree, to live in their original house, and upon occupancy, so once they move everything over, the intent is that the original home be demolished. Yes. And it's not very common. We see this once in a while, but not very often.
So any other questions? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. And motion to adjourn. Councilor Lodge, Councilor Pryor.